Thursday in Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayelech, Shir 69. At the end of the year, Tovshin Samach Gimel, Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal had a ruptured artery near his heart, and his condition was critical. The family members didn't know how to tell him what's going on, and meanwhile, Rabbi Yashiv was lying in bed in terrible pain in the hospital, and he was constantly saying words of Torah. Around 2 o'clock in the morning, a half hour before Rabbi Yashiv used to have his regular Seder, he used to learn every night from 2:30 till the morning, one of his sons-in-law came into the room. And he went over to Rabbi Yashiv and he asked Rabbi Yashiv, what is the shear of Chayesha? How much is it considered that a person has a certain amount to live, a temporary amount of life? Rabbi Yashiv said 12 months. So the son-in-law said, so in other words, a few weeks is not considered Chayesha. Basically, he was hinting to Rabbi Yashiv what the situation was. And Rabbi Yashiv asked, so is the condition critical? And the son-in-law replied, yes, it's critical. Rabbi Yashiv looked at his watch and he said, there's a half hour left until my Seder. I have to go to sleep. He closed his eyes and he fell asleep. Exactly 30 minutes later, at 2:30, he woke up and he began his Seder. Now let's think about this for a moment. If a person, Rachmana Litzlan, knew that he had very little time left on this world, he wouldn't go to sleep. He would try to squeeze in another half hour of learning, some other schus that he could grab before Rachmana Litzlan has to leave this world. Rabbi Yashiv didn't do that. It's time for him to go to sleep before his Seder, and he went to sleep with Menuchas HaNefesh. Because when a person knows that he's not here to learn or to daven or to do mitzvahs, he's here to do Ratzon Hashem. And right now, Ratzon Hashem is that he should sleep for a half hour, and then he'll have his usual Seder, because if he's not going to sleep, he won't be able to function properly during his Seder. That is Avodas Hashem. And that should be our focus during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. It's not about mitzvahs, it's not about Averis. It's about a focus in life. Are we here to do Avodas Hashem? Are we here to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam? That's the focus. And if we can work on trying to develop this attitude, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me now? Not which mitzvah, not which avera. It's not about the action. It's about I'm an Eved Hashem and I'm doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. When we put that at the forefront of our minds, then we are an Eved Hashem. And then Be'ezer Hashem will be Zeicha to a year of Bracha and Hatzlacha.